Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to turn with me in your Bible, we're going to be reading this morning from 1 Peter chapter 1. This particular book, this first epistle or letter of Peter, is called in the title a general epistle. That's what it says at the heading, a general epistle, meaning it's not written to any one person in particular. But verse 1 tells us in this chapter that it is written to a particular people. It's not written to any one person like when the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, wrote a letter to Titus, wrote a letter to Philemon. And it's not written to a particular group of people like when Paul wrote the epistle to the Ephesians, or he wrote the epistle to the Romans or to the Corinthians. But this epistle is to a particular people. It is to a particular people. If you look with me at verse 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. To the strangers. That's who he is writing to. This word is written to the strangers. Now, he tells us in chapter 5 why he wrote this letter to the strangers. If you want to look at chapter 5, verse 12 says, by Silvanus, he wrote it by the hand of Silvanus, also known as Silas, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. This is the true grace of God. He said, I wrote this to confirm to you that you believe the truth. That's why I wrote this letter to you. If you are standing on this, you're standing on the true grace of God. Now, back in chapter 1, he said, I'm writing to the strangers. Now, who are the strangers? Who are they strangers to? And what does he have to say to them? Well, if you look with me at Hebrews 11, verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. These strangers that Peter is writing to, they are men and women who die in faith. These all died in faith. They're believers. That's who they are. Strangers are believers. Those who are persuaded of and confess the promises that God has given in His Word. Just persuaded of them. Profess them. Well, why call them strangers? Why does He call them strangers? Who are they strangers to? Well, in 1 John chapter 3, it says in verse 1, 1 John 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. The world knoweth us not. Now, let me ask this question, and really think about this. Is that okay with you? Is that okay with you? Is it okay for the world to not know you as long as the Lord Jesus Christ does? Is it okay for everyone and everything here to say, I don't know you, I don't support you, I don't want to have anything to do with you, as long as the Lord Jesus Christ says, I will? Oh, I will. As long as God Almighty says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I knew you. I support you. Is that okay with you? That's okay with me. Oh, that's okay with me. The Lord's people are strangers to this world. But thank God they're not strangers to Him. Not strangers to Him. That's such a blessing. Well, back in 1 Peter chapter 1, he said in verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Scattered throughout. They're not all clumped together, not yet. One of these days, all of God's people are going to be clumped together, together with Him. One congregation, one kingdom, one city. But as of right now on this earth, they're scattered. He said they're all scattered throughout. And it's because of persecution. God's people were scattered through persecution. Persecution from the world. Through the persecution of the world, they became strangers. Let me show you something in John 15. It says in John 15, verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. That's so sad, isn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ said, you know the world hated me. And He's saying, the Lord will do the same thing to my people. They'll be persecuted for my truth's sake, persecuted for my glory's sake. In verse 19, He said, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they've persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. If they've been critical over my word, they'll be critical of you for believing my word. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They're going to do it unto you because they don't know the Father who sent me. That's what our Lord said. He said in verse 19, my people are not of this world, but I've chosen them out of the world. And that's what Peter is repeating in our text. If you look back at 1 Peter 1, verse 1, he said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Don't you love the humility that God puts in the heart of His people? Don't you love humility? When a sinner sees Him as He is, truly sees Him as He is, and when a sinner sees himself for what he is, God humbles that sinner. He humbles him. Peter didn't arrogantly write, the Apostle Peter says to you. He didn't write that. He said, Peter, the delegated messenger. That's what apostle means. The one God chose to deliver the message. That's all I am. The called servant. Peter cried the same thing that all of God's people cry. I must decrease. I'm just the servant. I'm just the servant. He must increase. I must decrease. Must. He said, Peter, a servant of Jesus Christ, a called deliverer of Jesus Christ. And then he went on to say in verse 2, this is who I'm writing to. These are the strangers. He said, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. This is what God's Word has to say about His strangers. Number one, they're scattered. They're scattered throughout this earth. He said, I want you to send this gospel, send my word all over the world. You go to all the world because my people, my strangers, are scattered all over the world. And then he said, every single one of them has been chosen out of the world. Every one of them, chosen by God my Father. They're all elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. All of them. That means before the world ever was, before this world was ever in existence, every single stranger was chosen on purpose to belong to God, to belong to Christ, to be one of His particular strangers. Look with me at Acts chapter 13. This is a wonderful verse of Scripture. Acts 13, verse 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Do you notice how that is worded? Do you notice that it does not say, as many as believed were ordained to eternal life? It doesn't say that. It says, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. As many as God chose, every stranger that embraces the truth of God's Word, believes the truth, confesses that he or she is convinced and persuaded, Christ is all. Christ is everything. Christ is all my hope. Christ is all my salvation. Christ is all of my goodness and righteousness before God. Christ is all. Every soul that confesses that was ordained to confess that. Ordained to it. They didn't do that on their own. Men and women do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ on their own. They are ordained to it. Foreordained. Romans 8 says, whom he did foreknow before the foundation of the world, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. All of God's purpose and work for his people, his strangers, everything he does with them is bringing them to Christ. And their end will ultimately be conformed into His image. As He is, so will they be. And how glorious is that? Romans 8 says, whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Everything about them was ordained. Everything about them was ordained. 2 Thessalonians 2 says we were chosen to salvation. God's people were chosen to salvation. And that's wonderful because this sinful flesh would never choose salvation. This sinful flesh will not choose Christ. But in spite of this sinful flesh, Christ chose us. We would not love Him, but He loved us. We love in return, but only because He first loved us. That's glorious news. Well, back in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit. Through sanctification of the Spirit. Every one of God's strangers have been set apart for God's use. Set apart to Him. That's what sanctified means. Set apart. Set apart for holy use. It says in verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now let's read this and understand this in two ways. Number one, every one of God's strangers, all of them, have been sanctified by the Spirit, by God's Holy Spirit, through the obedience and blood of Jesus Christ. That's how they were set apart. That's how they were sanctified, through the obedience and blood of Christ. It's His obedience that set them apart. It's His blood shed that set them apart. Who maketh any sinner to differ? Who maketh me to differ? Who would make you to differ? God's strangers are all cut from the same lump. That's what the Word says. We're all cut from the same lump. We are what we are by the grace of God. Totally by the grace of God. So that's the first thing that Peter has to say to his strangers, to the strangers of God. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Grace to you. God's strangers are a scattered people, scattered throughout this world. But God's strangers are an elect people, chosen by God the Father to salvation, ordained to it. God's strangers are a sanctified people, set apart unto God, and it's all because of His grace. All because of the gift that the Father gave in His Son. God's grace to His strangers. The word strangers means aliens. When you look up the definition of the word, it means aliens, illegal aliens. That's what it means. Now let me show you God's grace to aliens. All right, God's wonderful grace to strange aliens. If you want to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, this is talking about grace. This is all about God's grace. The end of verse 5 says, by grace you are saved. Grace, grace. The middle of verse 7 says, the exceeding riches of His grace. Verse 8 says, for by grace, it's all by grace. What is that grace? Look at verse 11. Wherefore, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens. Aliens, strangers. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's where we were by nature. It's where God came to us and found us where we are. He goes on to say in verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one. Christ and His people, Christ and His strangers, and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. That's how He reconciled us. By one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, He slew that hatred that the sinful flesh had against God. And verse 17 says, He came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers, because Christ did all of that for His people. He says to every single one of them, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Fellow citizens. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now let me ask this question. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Are you okay? Am I okay with being strangers to this world? An absolute stranger to this world, but a fellow citizen with all the saints of God. Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. I'm okay with that. I thank God for that. I thank God for that announcement. The glorious work of Christ for His strangers, calling them back to Himself. Now, I told you we were going to look at verse 2 in our text two different ways. Two different ways. Number one, we're sanctified through His obedience and the shedding of His blood. Everything He accomplished. But the second thing we see in it is God's strangers are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. And it says unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what that means. Look with me at John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, verse 24, it says, "Then came the Jews round about Him and said unto Him, How long dost Thou make us to doubt?" Now, our Lord had been speaking with them and speaking with them, and they didn't believe Him. They did not believe His word. They could not believe His word because He had not granted them faith. That's the only way that a sinner can be one of God's strangers, one of God's people, one that He calls to Himself, one that believes on Him. That's the only way that we can believe on Him, is through God-given faith. This word is preached, and when God purposes to call His elect to Himself, He sends faith into the heart, and all of a sudden they believe the word of God. They believe whatever the Word says. They don't believe their preconceived notions. They don't believe the pre-doctrine that they were told. They believe the Word of God. If my doctrine disagrees with the Word, then my doctrine goes out the window. I believe His Word. And so He'd been talking to them, and in verse 24, the Jews came round about Him, and they said unto Him, "How long dost Thou make us to doubt? If Thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." If you're God manifest in the flesh, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believed not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." No man. He said, "I know my sheep." The world doesn't. But He said, "I do. I know my sheep, and they follow me. They come to me. They follow me. They come in obedience. I call. They come. I say, bow. They bow. They bow before Him. They come to the righteousness of Christ. They glory in His works, not their own. They obey His blood, and they obey His word, and they give thanks for His blood and His righteousness in everything He's done for them. And they come to Him because they have nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. He said in verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No man is able to pluck them out of my hand. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. This is what he said about his strangers. He said, I call them, they come, they're in my hand. I'm in my Father's hand. And no man is able to pluck anything or anyone out of my Father's hand. They're safe, they're kept, they're kept. Now, in the flesh, we are all children of the world. We are all lovers of the world, destined for destruction. In the flesh, that's what we all are. But by His Spirit, by His choice, it was God's choice from the foundation of the world. Men stand up and tell people, now it's your choice. That's not so. It was God's choice. God made His choice. And by His Spirit, in His choice, through His work of grace, He has redeemed His strangers out of the world, and He's pulled them to Himself, drawn them to Himself, and made every single one of them to be fellow citizens and joint heirs, family members. He said, I'm drawing them to myself and to my Father. Family members. Fellow citizens with the saints, all of them family members with God. Christ Himself and His Spirit. Family with God. So, to all the strangers. To all the strangers. Oh, I pray that I am a stranger. And I pray you're a stranger. I pray God would notify us, call us to the knowledge that we're His particular strangers, elect according to the foreknowledge of His Father. To all the strangers, this is how Peter closed his word in verse 2, grace to you. Grace to you. And that's what I say this morning, to all the strangers, God's grace to you, and peace be multiplied. May peace through His blood be multiplied, and may that comfort your heart. May God comfort the heart of all of His strangers. Till next week, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.